Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Whisperers, and happy Friday to you all. Woo, we made it through another long, dynamic week. I hope you all are really ready for this discussion. I know I am. I was so excited over this, and even just the research that I put into it, I am like so excited. So, did you all make your mocktail or your cocktail of this episode? Well, let me tell you something. I did. I made the cocktail version of the peachy bourbon with smoked cinnamon bitters. I have to say, I actually like this one. This was very good. This is actually one that we may come back to visit during the winter season. So, you know, I love to start every episode with a little housekeeping, and I'm going to make it quick because this is such a dynamic topic that I don't want to waste any of our time. So don't forget to register for our VIP listing so you can receive the feature cocktail or the mocktail of our episode. Make sure you go to Instagram.com/whispersinabottle_podcast. But guess what? Don't worry if you're not on social media. I still got you covered. You can email us at whispersinabottle@yahoo.com and in the subject line, place VIP subscribe. And we will send you a copy of our mocktail or cocktail of the week. If you're interested in being a guest or want to suggest a topic for discussion, email us at whispersinabottle@yahoo.com. And like I said, you can find us on social media. Come get social with us. We'd love to have you. We're on Instagram at Instagram.com/whispersinabottle_podcast. We're on Facebook, located at www.facebook.com/whisper, with no S, in a bottle, all one word, and Twitter at www.twitter.com/WHISPERSBOTTLE. Yes, it's a little different because that's what they make you do. So, and if you're interested in being a sponsor of our fabulous show, Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays, email Lindsay Miles at whispersinabottle@yahoo.com. So, now that we got the housekeeping taken care of, let's get into this. This is the new episode and pandemic of 2020 imposter syndrome. And first and foremost, I want you all to know this is a safe zone here at Whispers in a Bottle. We're not judging you, but listen, we take everything that we say seriously, and we're here to actually support you in the best way we can. I like to start every segment off with a definition. So what is the definition of an imposter? It's a person who pretends to be someone else in order to deceive others, especially to fraudulent gain. Excuse me, let's try that again. Imposter is a person who pretends to be someone else in order to deceive others, especially for fraudulent gain. And what is a syndrome? A group of symptoms which consistently occur together, or a condition characterized by a set of associated symptoms. So when you put those two together and you have imposter syndrome, it can be defined as a collection of feelings or inadequacies that persist despite evidence of success. Imposters suffer from chronic self-doubt and a sense of intellectual fraudulence that override any feelings of success or external proof of their competence. Yes, I know your minds are just overloaded with that little bit of information that I gave you. Take a sip of your featured cocktail. Whew, take a deep breath. And like I said, please, let's get into this conversation. 516-595-8091. I want to hear from you all. With all this being said, what exactly is imposter syndrome? It's described as a psychological phenomenon. Well, You know what? I thought that description was rather mind-blowing because when I think of phenomenons, I think of like gravity, tides, 6 degrees of separation. I mean, things like that is what come to mind for me. But it's a situation that is observed to exist or to happen with people as well. So it made me do some research. And in 2017, a survey claims that a third of millennials have imposter syndrome due to feeling intimidated in the workplace. I mean, a third. That's, you know, that's a pretty significant number of individuals suffering from this syndrome. So in doing my research and studying on this topic, I found out that several dynamic individuals state that they suffer from imposter syndrome. And I mean, the people that stated this kind of blew my mind because if you think about it, like Michelle Obama, I mean, she is on a platform that is so important and the things that she says and how she moves and motivates people that she felt that she had imposter syndrome. Also, Kate Winslet, and Emma Watson, these women are like incredibly talented, have received so many awards. So this moved me to do a round table with several of my colleagues. And in discussing the imposter syndrome, I found out that imposter syndrome is not an officially recognized psychiatric disorder even. But in talking with them, there are some common symptoms which include high levels of anxiety, doubting one's achievements, the frustrations, and low self-esteem. Okay, so remember I said this about this condition, okay? Low self-esteem. We're going to come back to some of it, and we're even going to talk about some of these other things with regards to what I just told you in our round table that we had. I really started to look at this for what it really is, and I'm going to try to simplify it, but not to the where it's just non-relevant, because this is a real condition that people are suffering from. But I wanted you to realize that a syndrome is an illness that most can never recover from. See, a syndrome is such as like lupus, an autoimmune disorder, fibromyalgia, something of that sort is more of a syndrome. So let's give imposter syndrome a different name because we are going to try to conquer this and overcome it. Because if it's a syndrome, we can't overcome it. We can't change the outcome. We can't even move the direction in this in at any form whatsoever. So where a mindset is something you can change, and that's what we're going to make imposter mindset. We're not going to say imposter syndrome for this episode. We're going to say imposter mindset, because mindset is something where you can change, work on, and redevelop. And you can put it in other terms of low self-esteem, like I said. So where people that have high self-esteem focus on growth and improvement, individuals with low self-esteem focus on the mistakes and feeling worthless or not worthy of praise. See, I want you to realize that, you know, how is it that you can combat this? How is a way that we can really kind of move past these feelings of not feeling that we deserve the applause, the accreditations, the way that we're doing things? And, you know, many people have very successful lives, but they're still struggling with this. So how do you combat this mindset? Okay, one, I would suggest to seek therapy, as this might help identify where your anxieties about yourself come from, because sometimes you need those identifying markers to actually help you overcome this kind of situation and mindset. And having clearly defined reasons will help you to place a solid building block in your register or how you see yourself. And maybe not so much how you see yourself, but how others see you. See, a lot of times what happens is we don't see ourselves as others see us. We can be dynamic. We can be doing great things, but we will focus on that little speck. Oh, did you see it? Oh, my goodness. I said this and I tripped up my words. And I meant to say this. Well, that's okay, because guess what? You have to change your approach. That's number two. Change your approach. Meaning, change the negative perceptions, statements you say and have of yourself, and celebrate the accomplishment. Uh-oh, wait a minute. I know you guys heard this before. You know I harp on this, that we have to celebrate ourselves a little bit. Yep, there it is again. So it must be something very important to that. So stop looking at yourself through a magnifying glass. Because when you look through a magnifying glass, you can see every flaw. You can see everything. Now, let me tell you, as someone who really works and teaches different things and really kind of focuses on certain elements, you may notice that when you pick up a magnifying glass and you look through it, you can see any and every flaw right to the smallest thing, 10 times of what you will see with your regular eye. So you cannot place yourself under a microscope constantly, that you're focusing so on those little quirks or those little flaws, because then you can't see how brilliant you really are. So with that, let's move into step number three of getting this mindset refocused and changed. Don't focus on the missteps. Notice that. Do not focus on the missteps. Meaning, we all make mistakes, but it's how we learn and rebound. We rebound from those mistakes. Now, I might have some of you all that are real basketball fans, and you go out and you watch the games, and you've been watching it with LeBron James, and they're battling it out, and you see when they fall back and they go back for that rebound to get that 3 points, oh my goodness, it's that shot that just, and that's all you hear, nothing but net. It's the same perspective that we have to have in our lives. We have to rebound from those mistakes. You can either beat yourself up, or you can use it as a powerful teaching tool and learn from those mistakes, or a mistake even, you've made to improve the outcome or outlook. See, I'm always a person that when I make mistakes, I always take it as a learning tool. I figure out, what do I need to take away from this, so I can try to rework, remaneuver, and kind of have it where it's set back into the way that it's supposed to be. Notice I've given you three ways to combat this feeling, and I've stricken the word syndrome so you are able to see past it and diagnose this correctly. Because, see, if you kept it at a syndrome, you would have this and you would be walking through this constantly battling it, never being able to overcome it and step over it to the next level. And that's where we're always trying to go, is to the next level, be it in your life, your career, your relationships, or your day-to-day. It could be your health. You're always trying to do better for yourself. So if we rework our mindset, it's like a gear. You have to keep the gears oiled. You have to keep them moving so they don't get stuck and locked into a pattern. That's when it becomes a syndrome, because you're locked into it and you're so affixed on it that you can't overcome it. You can't see past it. There's no way to really rectify anything because you're so deep into that way and that way of thinking that you're constantly like, I think about it like a person who is stuck in quicksand. They tell them, don't struggle, don't struggle. Well, why is that so? Well, I was watching the Nature Channel and they had a person and they gave this on how to escape quicksand. And they said, the one thing you must do is, first of all, calm down and don't try to lift yourself straight up. You have to kind of go to the side a little bit and moving yourself slowly to be able to go. And it's the same thing that you have to do with this imposter mindset. You have to move slowly, but you also have to make concerted efforts so you can get out of it, so it doesn't trap and drag you down. In each person's life, we face many ups and many downs, but it's how we look at them and how we reflect on them. So everybody has their issues. We have things that we all feel like, oh, I could do better at this or I could do better at that. Yes, we can. But if it's going to be something that is so, you know, that keeps you so trapped, you're not going to be able to move past any of it. You're not going to be able to put yourself into the right realm of where you need to be. You know, in doing this roundtable with my colleagues, one of my colleagues said that they noticed that when people have this imposter mindset, the one thing that they all have in common is the anxiety levels, that their anxiety levels are very high, and that it's the constant working, rethinking, and going over and over and over again of the mistake. So I started really thinking about this as I was putting this together, and I was thinking, well, how is this something that I could possibly work with someone and help them to see and to overcome? And I realized that what needs to first come into play is to really sit down and put on paper the accomplishments that you have truly made. And it doesn't matter how great or how small they are true accomplishments. And then how did you feel when this happened? Because a lot of times people don't stop to really examine the feeling that they had when they achieved certain things. They don't know the joys that it really brings. So if sometimes you have to sit back with yourself and your thoughts to allow yourself to be able to move into a different mindset. You know, mindset plays a huge, huge factor in life. And it also plays a huge factor in how we see and how we feel and how we do things. It's how we see, how we do, and how we are reprogramming ourselves. So it's a reprogramming of a mind. And it's not like it's something that happens overnight. So don't think this is going to just take place like you blink your eye and, oh, okay, I'm over it. No, it's not like that. It does take work. And so, you know, I'm always a firm advocate for really seeking professional help and really seeking things of that will embetter you in a way. I also know that as a certified lifestyle relationship counselor, helping individuals to set goals and to break the cycle of that thinking is such an important part of my work. And I enjoy it because when you see that person able to celebrate themselves, it makes you excited. It makes you feel so happy for them. So if you know someone who is suffering from this, please invite them to come and listen to this particular conversation, because you'll be doing them such a great benefit that they can feel and know that someone supports, understands what they're going through. And if this is you, please understand that we support you and we understand what you're going through. And I really feel for you. And I would love to work with you even. You're welcome to visit the website at www.lapazimageconsultants.com. Book your 30-minute free consultation so we can build out your program for you. This is something that is really passion for me because I think that people have such dynamics in them, and sometimes the mindset actually overrides it. So you can't go through life making fabulous, strides, but then being a total contradiction by saying you're an imposter. Because that really is what it is. It's a contradiction. And you don't want to be false to yourself, and you don't want to be false to your accomplishment, because you are doing this and you are building this. So don't take it away. You know, I want to say something in closing that I want you to do a very important exercise. And I hope you all have your notebooks. And if you don't, go back and listen to this so you can really do this exercise if this is something that you're suffering from. I want you to list 10, and notice, 10 valuable qualities that you possess and why they are valuable. Start with this and slowly build upon this, because these are your building blocks that you're going to do to rework your mindset. So you're going to list 10 valuable qualities, and these are not superficial qualities. These are deep qualities that you possess. So it may take a little time, but sit quietly and really do the work. And then reflect on it, on why they are so valuable and why they mean so much with your character. And you may see you are very surprised by what you actually put down and what you have there in that statement. You know, I think like this discussion was so important, and it was so much information in it that I would love that as we move forward in Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays, that we revisit this. And we may get some guests on here with us even that have suffered with this and how they overcame the struggle or this mindset of imposter syndrome. So if you're someone who has suffered with imposter syndrome and you have overcome this mindset, I'm putting a call out to you to reach out to us at whispersinabottle@yahoo.com, because I want to talk to you, I want to interview you, and I want you to come and tell your story here with us on Whispers in a Bottle. So with this great discussion, I have to say this has been incredible. And it's been so much information, and I hope that I've imparted it in a way that has uplifted you, because that is my purpose here, is really to try to encourage, uplift, and bring a different kind of mindset and vision to different qualities and problems that we face. So what will next week's discussion bring? Well, don't worry, I have you covered. Does your past have to determine your future? Ah! Yes, I know. That was a moment right there. So, does your past have to determine your future? As always, my name is Sonia Leray. I am your host of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am a certified lifestyle relationship counselor, educator, and motivational speaker. And I'm hoping I'm motivating you to move into a brighter, better mindset and to have a fabulous weekend. And I look forward to us getting together again next week for another timely discussion. Does your past have to determine your future? All right, everybody, have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.